We're talking today with Chief Federal Judge Roberto Lang about the passing of Mark Meyer Henry. Mark Meyer Henry was a South Dakota attorney, passed away July 29th at the age of 75 years old. Welcome. I appreciate you being here, Mr. Lang. Thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure. Mark Meyer Henry is a fantastic human being, and I'm glad to talk about him and his legacy.
Let's talk about him. Let's go back to the first time you met Mark Meyer Henry, and what impressions do you recall?
I met Mark Meyer Henry when I was a college student at the University of South Dakota. One of my roommates in the place where I lived was Todd Meyer Henry, his son. So I knew Mark and Judy Meyer Henry when I was in my late teen years, and have known him and Judy through to this day. My first impression was, I believe he was the Attorney General of the state of South Dakota at the time, so I was somewhat intimidated to meet him. I had aspirations of possibly going to law school, and he was just a very, very kind individual, not pretentious at all.
I understand this is a tough time, Mr. Lang, and I appreciate you being on the show. We're talking about Mark Meyer Henry. He was South Dakota's 26th Attorney General. He was put in that position in 1979, stayed there until 1987, and under Bill Jenkel and Roger Tellinghausen. And interestingly enough, he stayed there quite a while. He must have enjoyed that work.
I think he did. He was very well respected, very good administrator. As I mentioned, a very kind person to all.
And he was a South Dakota man, if you will, through and through, born and raised in Gregory, South Dakota. And then he went east a bit and attended the University of South Dakota and got his higher education there. So he really loved South Dakota, it seems.
That's very true. He even worked at the University of South Dakota Law School as an adjunct professor. He wrote about South Dakota trial practice and tried to improve the practice of law through teaching and mentoring many lawyers.
And I believe at that same time, correct me if I'm wrong, he got into Indian law as well.
Yes. He did have experience in Native American Indian law. I think he did represent some tribes at times and was very familiar in that realm. He was somewhat of a generalist, primarily a litigation attorney, but had a wide scope of expertise.
You mentioned Judith Meyer Henry, his wife, and she was on In the Moment with Lori Walsh in June as part of an Influential Woman of South Dakota segment that Lori did. And she was the first female associate justice of the South Dakota Supreme Court. That was quite the household, I would say.
Yes, a powerhouse. And my thoughts and well wishes go out to Judy and Todd and Mary, their daughter, as well. Just a fantastic family. Yes, Judy was the first female on the Supreme Court of South Dakota and a tremendous lawyer in her own right, tremendous judge.
We're talking with Chief Federal Judge Roberto Lang regarding the passing of South Dakota attorney Mark Meyer Henry, passed away July 29th at 75 years of age. And I'm going to ask you to go down a road that may be a little tough, but I'd like to maybe have you share with us a favorite memory that you have of Mr. Meyer Henry.
Well, Mark and I actually tried a jury case on opposite sides of one another in Sioux Falls, a two-week-long jury trial. Somewhat hotly contested case, but he was extremely professional throughout the discovery process and into the jury trial. And I thought he had the upper hand. We actually selected a jury. I thought I had picked a pretty good jury. And then he had a challenge to one particular juror who had done something he shouldn't have outside of the courtroom and wound up getting then-Judge Sertzka to toss out the jury altogether. And we started day two with picking another panel. I said, oh, boy, I'm in for it now. But things actually worked out for me in that jury trial. So the one large case we tried opposite one another, I actually won, which was a rarity. Mark won the vast, vast majority of jury cases that he tried. He was just really decent throughout that process and throughout the time that I knew him as a lawyer. I mentioned he was a mentor to many attorneys, and he would do that not only for those that were in his firm, not only those that, he would do that for anybody and everybody who would look out for him. we federal district judges in 2014, I believe it was, voted to give him the Richard F. Arnold Distinguished Service Award, which is an award given to a lawyer, one lawyer every 2 years, who has done particularly distinguished service for the federal court system. And Mark's practice was both in state court and in federal court, and he is one that we unanimously agreed was deserving of that award. Just a fantastic human being.
From what you just said, it sounds like he was a winning lawyer. I'll ask you, was he a tough lawyer?
You know, he was appropriate. He was always very ethical. His integrity was not to be questioned. You know, he could draw lines when he needed to be tough, but he was appropriately tough. He didn't pick unnecessary fights, just professional to the core. He was one of the lawyers where you knew you were in for a good, tough fight when he was on the opposite side, but who is fair, decent, honest, the sort of lawyer you kind of like to have on the other side, who brings out the best in you and is a zealous representative, an appropriate representative of his client. I think at one point he had and may still have the largest single civil jury award in the state of South Dakota. I think that was from a rural county in eastern South Dakota on a case where an individual died of a methamphetamine overdose and the drug supplier, the drug dealer, was sued civilly. You know, Mark had a humongous verdict in that case and had quite a number of very, very large verdicts, particularly in takings cases, cases that involved the taking of lands as he progressed in his career. Very, very good lawyer.
If there was one thing, Judge Lang, that South Dakotans should know about Attorney Mark Meyer-Henry, what do you suppose that should be?
Well, service. Service to the state as the Attorney General. Service briefly as acting U.S. Attorney when appointed by then-Chief Judge Larry Pearsall to that post when it was vacant. Service to his clients, I'm sure to his family as well. Just a man who is devoted to service and integrity.
Okay, I think we've covered the ground we need to cover. I'm going to let you close. No question at all. I'm just going to let you close with thoughts or words about Attorney Mark Meyer-Henry.
Well, I'm going to miss him dearly, and the state bar will as well. Thank you.